little louder, Tom. I can't hear you.
We have a statement that we worked out with our press people and the Cuban people. I'd like to read it to you.
All right.
Representative Wilson's accusations are a total distortion of the facts regarding U.S. policy towards free world shipping with Cuba. It has been and remains the purpose of the U.S. government to reduce free world shipping to Cuba in every way possible. This policy of tightening isolation has, month by month, had accumulative effects directly contrary to the picture presented by the representative. Some hard facts. One, in 1963, the number of calls by free world ships at Cuban ports dropped 60% from the 1962 figure, from 930 in 1962 to approximately 370 in 1963. Two, in 1963, 199 foreign flag vessels were placed on the Department of Commerce's blacklist, which prohibited them from carrying U.S. government-financed cargoes from U.S. ports. Eight ships were added to the blacklist in December 1963. Up to December 16, 1963, 11 vessels were taken off the blacklist, but only after their owners gave assurances that no ships under their control were in or would be engaged in the Cuban trade.
Only after our government obtained assurance.
Only after?
Our government obtained and received assurance. And received.
Obtained and received, sir.
Agreement instead of assurance.
That no ships under their control were in or would be engaged in the Cuban trade. Four. On December 16, 1963, the State Department announced an amendment to the government's Cuban shipping policy to further reduce the number of free world ships calling at Cuba.
Further restricting the number.
Well, it's a policy designed to do that, huh?
Yeah. To further restrict.
To further restrict. All right.
Or restrain the number of ships, one or the other.
All right. This amendment was initiated under President Kennedy and approved by President Johnson.
I wouldn't say when it's initiated. I'd just say this amendment was approved by President Johnson on December, whatever it was. He's not attacking Kennedy, and Kennedy's dead, and he's not saying anything about Kennedy and McKinley either. He's just saying Johnson's the son of a bitch.
President Johnson on December 16.
All right.
Under this amendment, ship owners with vessels already chartered to the Cuban trade were required to give assurances that such vessels would be removed from the Cuban trade as their charters to the Sino-Soviet bloc expired. Ship owners were also required to give assurances that all other vessels under their control would be kept out of the Cuban trade. Once these assurances were accepted, the U.S., for its part, agreed to remove individual vessels from the blacklist as their charters to the Sino-Soviet bloc expired, and after they were totally removed from the Cuban trade. As a result of the December amendment, four vessels were removed from the blacklist by December 31, 1963. As this amendment takes full effect, it is estimated that there will be a further cut of at least 30 free world ships in the next 12 to 15 months as existing charters to the Sino-Soviet bloc expire and ships are taken out of the Cuban trade. No representative of Secretary Rusk has gone to Baltimore to, quote, pressure longshoremen, unquote. On January 21, 22, George Delaney, Special Assistant on Labor Matters to the Secretary, visited Maritime Union officials in New York to explain the amended regulations for reducing the number of free world ships in the Cuban trade. It has been, is, and will continue to be the policy of the U.S.
I wouldn't have just say that he went to New York anymore. I'd just say no one went to Baltimore as charged. Period. Don't say that you went to Laredo either. That's not pertinent. Just say no representative went to Baltimore as charged. Now, what else you got?
All right. Has gone to Baltimore as charged. He did go to New York. You understand?
All right. But to do what?
Well, on this same subject, he did talk to longshoremen.
All right. Officials have talked to officials have told longshoremen that officials have explained the amended regulations to all concerned and told them of our additional restrictions or something like that. Officials have explained the amended regulations and informed the ship owners and the workers of the increased restrictions.
All right. It has been, is, and will continue to be the policy of the U.S. government to do everything possible to reduce the number of free world vessels in the trade with Castro's communist Cuba. Now, here's the political point that I wanted to make sure you understood. The longshoremen have sent us telegrams, I'm told, in effect objecting to these ships that used to be in the Cuba trade. Not all American labor unions, AFL, maritime unions, all maritime unions have objected, and I think the ship owners are with them on. They would like to exclude all of these foreign flags carrying U.S. wheat to Russia.
Yeah.
And that's what's really behind it.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that, in essence, the issue is this, that we think we can reduce the number of ships in the China trade by taking ships off as fast as their charters to Russia and China expire and as fast as they're taken out of the trade.
And send the wheat to Russia.
Send the wheat to Russia or do whatever else they want to do.
Well, but you're doing...
They'd like for us to wait. See, most of these ships are owned by a few people. Essentially, they're saying we should wait till all of these charters expire before taking off any ship owned by any particular owner.
What he's doing, though, he's just lying about your saying that you've taken them off the blacklist and they can...
That's substantially true.
Well,
it's a real political ploy, and not true.
All right, now have you said that?
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard it.
Well, let me read over again, The opening sentence. Representative Wilson's accusation are a total distortion.
I would say Representative Wilson, chairman of the Congressional Campaign Committee. That's the way he released it. Let's let him.
Well, if you want the State Department to get that deeply involved. And
well, that's what his title is. Wouldn't you say the Postmaster General if you were answering him?
Chairman of what?
The Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. That's exactly what he is.
I don't doubt that. What
well, I mean, that's what the article says. I'll read you the article. They quote him as saying that. He doesn't mind it.
I have no doubt that he's the chairman of this. What I'm raising is whether it's in your long-term interest.
Republican National Chairman William E. Miller said today Johnson had done so-and-so.
I'm not objecting to this at all. I'm just noting as we go along that you're making a decision here to get the State Department. They may criticize you for that, too. It isn't that I mind it.
I wouldn't. I'd just identify them because they're a bunch of Wilsons, and they don't know which one this one is.
All right. Are a total distortion of facts involving U.S. policy, concerning U.S. policy, raid free world shipping to Cuba. It has been and remains the purpose of the U.S. government to reduce free world shipping to Cuba in every possible way. This policy of tightening isolation has, month by month, had a cumulative effect directly contrary to the picture presented by the representative. Now, we can change word that any way you want to, but I think that calls him as clearly as you can.
Well,
unless you want to change it. If you have any ideas, I'm all for it.
I'd wind it up by saying as demonstrated above, the facts do not, I guess you better know. That's all right. That's enough. Go on, get it out. It's 6:30. That's when his goes on. You haven't got but 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to get it out right away.
All right, get it to where it could carry that story and notify the wire services.
We're going to get it to the AP and UP, and then we're going to call the other people.
All right.